All right, guys, we're about to be joined by Brad Keselowski. As a reminder, everyone, if you have a question, please go down to the tab and raise your hand and we will get to you. And we'll have Brad here spotlighted in 1 second.
Howdy.
We will put the spotlight on you here in 1 second.
Hold on 1 second. I'm just walking into my bus here.
All right.
Trying to turn some lights on.
Perfect.
All right, hit me.
All right, we're now joined by our second place finisher, Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Ford with Team Penske. Brad, why don't you just take us quickly through your run there as we wait for our media to queue up with questions.
Sure. All in all, a good night. Good speed. Not as good as the Gibbs cars. They were super, super strong. Got a little bit of work to do. They brought something new here the last 2 weeks and really shown a lot of strength in the drivetrain. So got to do a little bit of work to keep up with that. But other than that, we're right there. Team did a great job adjusting the car during the race. Got us a little bit better as the race went on, and we were in position. Led some laps. Really came down the last few restarts. Who got the clean air? Who pushed who? And we just couldn't quite get in front of Denny. I was a little bit faster than he was. Once we're up to speed, but not anywhere near as fast as he was getting up to speed for the first lap. So once he got the clean air, he was able to pretty easily defend. But that was kind of the story of our race. Right there, led laps. Proud of our effort, won a stage. We're doing the right things.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks. And we'll go to questions now. We'll start with Jordan Bianchi from The Athletic.
Brad, thanks for your time. You kind of touched on a little bit there about the Gibbs cars. What are you seeing out of their cars? Because it certainly seems like on these mile and a half racetracks, it's not just Denny Hamlin right now. It seems like all of them are quite strong.
Yeah, they got great speed. Probably similar speed to what we have once we're kind of up and going. But on the restarts, whoa, big speed to get accelerating. And, you know, this racing, once you can get the clean air, if you have equal speed to the cars around you or even just slightly less, you can hold them off pretty easily. So, he's been able to do that, and the Gibbs cars have looked really good lately.
Next, we're going to go to Lee Spencer.
Thank you. Congratulations on a solid run, Brad. I'm thinking of watching the closing laps, and I'm thinking this looks like what we could be seeing for the championship. For too early to kind of size up who your competition might be.
Yeah, it's always so hard to say, you know. You look at the way the playoffs, you know, we got a lot of wild card races in there with the Roval. Trying to think of everything else that's not. Roval's in there, Bristol's in there, and I'm sure a few more I'm failing to remember here in the moment. But I sure would be glad if we were one of them. I can tell you that, Lee. And we're committed to doing that. We're showing the strength to do it, leading laps and running up front consistently and scoring a lot of top 10, top 5 finishes. And you know, silently one of the best years of my career, maybe not wins wise to this point in the year, but average finish wise in my career to this point, so in the season. I'm very, very happy for that, and hopeful that we can just find another little notch so we can dominate races and showcase ourselves as being one of the 4 to beat.
With the kind of season you're having, do you expect to get your contract signed soon if it's not done already?
I hope. It's not there, but I'm very hopeful.
Appreciate your time. Safe travels.
Thank you.
We're going to go to Bob Salter next. Bob
Hockers. Hey, Bob.
Hey, I'm here. I'm sorry I didn't hear you the first time. With Hamlin not having won a title, do you think all these wins are going to help give him – does that matter for him going into the playoffs and potentially into the championship as far as his mental kind of state or mental focus in that type of situation?
The head of a race car driver is a scary place to be. And, mine alone is scary enough. The last thing I want to do is try to pretend like I understand what's going on in his. But, you know, if I'm trying to reference myself, certainly winning races is not a bad thing, but the way the playoffs are set up, really all it does is increase your chances of being in the Final Four. And once you're in the Final Four, it's a complete free for all.
And are you okay with how they're going to, with however they set the lineup and no practice for the playoffs?
Yeah, I know there's some ideas being floated out, and you know, I read Scott Miller's quotes that, you know, it's not set in stone how they're going to do it in the playoffs. I'm okay with the way things are going until we get in the playoffs, but would like to see some changes once we do get to the playoffs. But I think NASCAR is open-minded to that and looking through all those options.
Thank you.
No problem.
Next, we're going to go to Mark Garrow with PRN.
Thank you. Have you got me, guys?
Yep.
I hear you, okay.
Buddy. All right, because I've got some earplugs in here I've just started using. Brad, how do you look at the way this team is running and the group of races that we've got coming up? I mean, you're going to be racing hard and heavy throughout the month of August, and just how well do you feel you're set up for that?
Yeah, I mean, you got two races that are fun but really don't mean anything at Daytona with the road course and the plate race. Then you got two races at Michigan, which are a big deal to me because I'm from Michigan, but in, you know, total honesty, they don't mean much to the playoffs. So, you know, I think you look at the stretch of races right here, and they're mostly just kind of fun races. You know, there's somewhat lower pressure, you know, chance to kind of work on yourself and the team, but there's not a lot that's going to carry over to the playoffs.
And just a moment ago, you talked about your contract. Where does it stand? You said you'd like to work it out or whatever, but where exactly do you feel it stands right now?
Yeah, it's you know, it's a work in progress, and you know, the good thing is there's progress. So, but nothing's done until it's done. So, I feel very hopeful.
Thank you.
No problem.
Next, we'll go to Sterling Siemens.
Brad, first of all, congrats on the great run tonight. A couple of questions that I have. First, it really seemed like you were starting to really catch Denny there near the end of the race. If you had another 5 to 10 laps, do you think you had anything to get around that 11?
Man, that's hard to say. He was really good, for sure. He could run the wall pretty decent, but he was starting to fade. So it's hard to say. I'd like to think yes, but no way of really knowing. That's probably not a great answer, but so that's what I got.
And a quick follow-up. Obviously, you had your comments about earlier this week about how NASCAR, there could be the possibility or just the idea suggested of a system where drivers could be demoted to a lower series after so many repetitive mistakes. Obviously, this came with the Quinn Houff incident back at Texas. Were you able to talk things over with Quinn during the week leading up to Kansas, or not? And if you have, what was discussed?
No, I didn't talk with Quinn, and it wasn't meant to be offensive to him. It might have came off that way, and I apologize for that. But you know, I do feel like, you know, there needs to be a more official system for being promoted into the Cup Series and making sure that for the future and for the credibility of the series, we have the best drivers out there with the best credentials. And it's tough because the team owners have their own business model they're working through, and I understand in some ways the only way you can handle that is to take the option away from them of not having drivers with, you know, really proven out credentials. I feel very adamant that there are, you know, many national series for racing across the country, great national series, whether that's the Truck Series, Xfinity Series, ARCA Series, K&N, and beyond. There's great places in stock car racing. And my dad once told me the great thing about motorsports is there's a place for everybody, whether that's the short tracks that are, you know, run across all of America or the national series. I think we have to be very careful to make sure that everybody is racing in the right place to make the best racing for our fans and for our sport. And when it comes to the top level, you know, I think we've seen some changes there in the ability for drivers to gain access than we've had in the past. And I'm not a fan of that. So I'd like to see, you know, a system be installed to really fix that for the future and protect the interest of the series.
Thanks, Brad. Congrats and safe travels.
Thank you. No problem.
All right, Brad, thanks for joining us tonight and congratulations on your run today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And we're going to be joined here by Martin Truex Jr. in very short order.